Hi, and welcome to She's the Problem.
Oi, kiddies. We're back, sweetie.
We're back. Did you miss us?
And we are at a different place, different hotel, different bullshit. So we are now in France.
Yes.
We have made it to a few places since you last saw us. As we told you, we were going to Switzerland. So we're going to give you guys a breakdown of every place. I have a few questions that I'm going to ask Louis, because you know what? We go our separate ways today.
Sad.
Louis, technically the end of your trip.
It is the end
right
of an
now,
era
we're
for
celebrating.
Me.
I'm actually glad that we did the podcast now, because we were going to do it earlier in the trip. But this is like a true,
it's
how
end,
do you feel
yeah.
at the end? You saw all the places. You felt all the things. You know?
I'm feeling emotional.
I know. And the questions I have, I'm hoping a little tear will come out. Yeah, you know? Just better for drama. But anyways, we're going to break it down. So after we left Coswell, we went to Switzerland. Beautiful.
So gorgeous. I wish I lived there a little.
Unreal. The food, we're going to unpack the food.
She was questionable.
She was questionable. But I don't know if it's their fault. You know, we just also didn't really try hard to like find the right places maybe.
I feel like at that point in the trip, we were almost like in need of a little rest. And because we were hiking so much and everything, I don't think we gave our full effort into like finding the best restaurants there. You know, like we didn't go out and eat every night at like a new place. Like it was giving very much. You
Uber
guys
Eats.
Ate McDonald's nights in a row. You know. So we didn't we didn't go out and do stuff. So I feel like we didn't really see the vibe because we were very tired at the end of each night.
Yeah, we did eat McDonald's.
Girl, that third night, my stomach was like, babe, wrap it up.
And I don't even, I told them on this trip, I've never had McDonald's in America in my life. Like, I've had it in Brazil because Brazil, McDonald's is kind of fancy. But I felt like a pig. I felt like a true American, no offense to our people. But I felt like an American. I'm like, yeah, I'm here in Switzerland, order McDonald's.
It was kind of crazy for us to do that. But honestly, I may have kind of enjoyed it.
It was 10 out of 10.
That hot devil sauce?
Yeah, they got some different sauces here and different things, you know? I got me some chicken nuggets and
they had some
busting.
Fried chicken wings. I was like, okay, McDonald's, step it up.
So we stayed, our base like in Switzerland was Lucerne, which I honestly love Lucerne. I thought it was beautiful, the lake. I did an entire itinerary for them, picked where we're going to go see and where we're going to eat. And truly, I feel like Lucerne gets a 10 out of 10 for me. The church,
agreed.
The lake. Oh, I mean, it was just to die for. Like, really, really beautiful. Switzerland is what people say. It's very expensive. I do feel like, you know, what'd you say? We got a matcha. And he's like, damn, not this bitch being $18.
It was $18 and disgusting.
Yeah.
So.
Louis was trying to like matcha. One for you, huh?
No, baby. One sip and I said, Rach, you can enjoy this. But I did post it on my story as if I enjoyed it.
Because you know what? At least you're going to get something out of it.
I'm going to get my content. Thank you.
So, yeah, it was very expensive. We did enjoy one place, which was called the Swiss House. Food was... Blessing.
I'm still craving that food.
People were a little bit mean, I thought. You know? Just, I guess when you go to different places, I'm sure you can tell that now, like, there's different cultures.
Yeah.
And different, like, personalities. And it's not that they were mean. They're just very, don't
blunt
fuck with
people.
Me.
Yeah.
Like, don't fuck with me. Order what you need to order. And they called you fat.
let's break this down, bro.
Please.
They literally called me fat without calling me fat. And I was like, bruh, just because I like to eat, don't be fat shaming me. I literally ordered, what was that? It was like some beef.
Yeah,
whatever.
We ordered one of their specialties, which was like beef and noodles.
And it was so good. And then I also ordered a soup. And then everyone who knows me knows I love a french fry with every meal. It is my toxic trait and I will stick beside myself for it. And I ordered a side of french fries and he literally looked at me like, well, damn. And then you know what? He didn't bring me my french fries.
Yeah, he said, you don't need it.
He says, you're okay. You're good. Like, that's a big meal.
That's something funny about here is I'll order something and they'll just not bring it. They're like, you don't need that.
Like, and who
and
are
like,
you?
It's ice. I want my ice. And they're like, no, no ice for you.
Mm-mm.
Also, one time we were at a place eating and Rachel said, I want this dumpling and then I want the other one. And she goes, that's too much food. And Rachel, and I'm like, peer pressure. I'm like, okay, you got it. We won't order it. And Rachel goes, well, but I want them. I'll take it to go if I'm too full.
Here's the thing. I'm paying for it.
No, he did not bring it. And then when Lewis ordered, because like there was a portion that was like the lunch size or like the bigger size. And mind you, we haven't ate. It's like 3 p.m. So we're mm-hmm. obviously starving. And Lewis goes, oh, I'll just get the regular size. And the guy goes, oh, okay.
And I said, so that means I could tackle and break your skinny ass. So bring yeah. me my food. Thank you.
He didn't charge us for the fries, at least. You know?
No, he didn't.
But he literally could care less if Lewis said fries. He said, anyways, moving on. Big bag.
He had such an attitude when I ordered fries. He literally was like, ugh.
No, and what did he do at the end? Me and Rachel go to the bathroom.
Bruh, let's talk about this. He waits till they go to the bathroom, and then, because Larissa asked for the check, and then he didn't bring it. He waits till they go to the bathroom, and he literally goes, so you want to pay while the ladies are in the restroom? And I said, I mean, okay, sure. Like, I can do that. And then had the nerve to be like, the payment doesn't work unless you tip. What type of bullshit? What are you talking about?
And I told Lewis, you should have said, I'm one of the ladies too, my brother.
Girl, hello, princess treatment over here.
I'm not paying for these bitches.
No, and he still couldn't get my car to work. That's a whole, as you know.
Yeah, so honestly, that was really funny and like interesting to experience. And then on day three, we went to on a hike. Let's pause there because I was about to go to straight to jumping off of that man's back, which that was crazy. But we went on a hike. And my baby was not having it. Oh, she hated every minute of it. You want to talk about that? Unpack. Go, girl.
I didn't hate the hike. I was having a meltdown because we hadn't eaten all day. And we kept doing this where we would not bring snacks with us.
We had breakfast. She is so lying.
What did we eat for breakfast?
No, we didn't. Guys, we had. Remember, you had an entire thing. You
we did at the hotel. We did. We had a big breakfast.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I was a big back at breakfast.
So you ate.
So I did eat snack and a lunch. But what I was pissed about is that I don't like hiking. So if I'm going to hike, it needs to be comfortable. I need to have water. I need to have like amenities. I need things to be able to quench my thirst. So we parked the car. But on the way, we drive through like four towns and I kept going, oh, shouldn't we stop and get water? Should we stop and get water? She's like, oh, no, we don't need to stop here. We need to keep going. Well, there's a thing by the town. There's a thing by the town. I'm like, okay. So then as we get closer, we park the car, and I'm like, oh, where's the water at? Where are we going to get the water? And she's like, oh, it's not around here. I guess we just have to go. I'm already thirsty. My mouth's getting dry. Just think about it. And literally, we start walking, and I'm like, this is not a for fun hike. This is not a flat hike. We going up the mountain. And that's fine. And it was beautiful. And it was worth it. But I'm like, I'm dehydrated. So then she's trying to make me drink out of a pig trough.
Hey, it was the best water I've ever had.
And I did drink out of it very unhappily. But I was throwing a bit of a fit because I didn't have my water. And I was having a little bit of a meltdown. That's it. Yeah. You can have it.
I mean, she backed away twice. To be very honest, that's her side of the story. Now, the true side of the story is this. The hike was literally less than 45 minutes.
Please be for real. Lewis, you are the third party.
So it did take us about an hour up, hour down, I feel like.
And was it an easy hike?
I was.
Yeah. I guess the guy was right. Y'all both big. I'm kidding.
I got asthma. Okay?
No, honestly, the hike was hard going up, I will say. Just because also you don't know where you're going into. So you don't know, am I going to keep going up this mountain? Is it going to be flat for a little bit? You don't have a clue. What?
But I will say,
incline was on this.
It did give incline, but at some points I was like, okay, there is like 70-year-olds. There's a pregnant woman on this trail. Like, let me tighten up.
Let me sit my stupid ass down.
Tighten up because this is crazy. I'm struggling.
And it was so beautiful. Like the whole entire time, there was like freaking cows everywhere, sheep. It was truly stunning. The weather was probably the best weather we had gotten the entire trip.
It was beautiful.
I'm from Brazil. So these waters that they're talking about, that wasn't a pig's thing. Girl, no, it wasn't. It was coming straight from God himself. Literally, like from God's hand.
From the heavens.
From the heavens down the mountain. And I knew it was fine. Because what do you mean? This is probably the best water you're going to ever have. And that bitch was cold. So I'm like, Rach, you should have it. And she's like, no, I'm not having it. She, and this is Wayne Bush on her. She decides to go look up online, can I drink water from the Swiss Alps? Obviously, anything on ChatGPT, it said no, it could have bacteria, which we knew that. That's like a risk you're willing to take. She finds a Swiss man and puts on translate. That's how much she don't trust me. And puts the translate, can I drink this water? Anyways, the Swiss man goes, yes, the water is good to go. You can drink it. That's how the village
began. And baby, I said, gulp, 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 gulp.
And it was delicious.
I miss it. I crave it.
It was like so refreshing. And it could be because we were super fucking thirsty. But probably. It was yummy. And then let me set the scene. We do this hike for what? An hour? Sure, whatever. I'm having the time of my life. Me and Lewis are sitting down, taking our break. So are you. At some point, Rachel goes, oh, wow, look at that view. And I said, what? She goes, oh, girl, I just need a break. Give me a minute. And out of nowhere, we make it to the hike. And we see nothing but baby goats. And was it sheep? No, just goats.
Goats.
And I'm telling you, this goat and I had a personal connection.
Spiritual connection there.
I mean, I'm just taking pictures. And Rachel goes, be careful. Don't get so close to them. Because I get it. That's goats. And I literally am doing a video, and the little goat just comes in and puts his little head on my hand. And I said, oh, we need a goat. I'm getting a goat for our family. Like, a goat is necessary. And you saw your cows, which, Lewis, that was one thing he wanted cows. To see.
I loved my cows. That's the only thing I wanted to see this entire trip was a bunch of cows, and it was great.
The question is, was the hike worth it?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. I already said that.
And I apologize for my behavior on the way down.
Yeah, but she's... putting 10 toes down here, standing on business, saying she was being a little sassy McGee. And she just, like, we get to halfway of the hike. She goes, you see the hike. You see the waterfall. Let's go. I said that when we parked. She sure did.
It's right there. You can see it from the road.
No, whatever. Honestly, if I sit here and think about it too much, I will get upset. So let's like, unpack that, because we also had some moments of being upset in this trip, a.k.a. me. Lewis is over here going, look at the view, you guys.
Girl, I was just like, and this is my time to part ways and walk a wall. Read the room, babes.
But yeah, so that was 10 out of 10. The hike was beautiful. We had a blast.
We had the cutest photos.
Yes, we haven't seen them yet because my baby is working.
She's a working girl.
Oh yeah, because also, all of this to say, we had the most beautiful wedding in London. That's why we're even here. Did we already say that in the other podcast?
Yeah, we said we were here for
work. Yeah, so we're, you know, on your dime, so thank you so much for bringing me all over the world, girl. I mean, sugar baby. So anyways, that was on the hike. And then the next thing we did, Lewis, you want to unpack?
The cliff?
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, we had a time and a half jumping off of this cliff. First of all, it was like a 25-minute ride up.
The mountain.
It was beautiful, a little scary. We were
Me and Lewis were sitting in that thing like...
I don't know what we're doing.
I said, Lewis, we're going really up. Like, the clouds are here with us.
Right. We were in the heavens. They prepped us really fast. They put our...
That was what I was freaking out about. So, I haven't told you this. So, we get in there, and the man is putting this stuff on me. Like, I'm talking about maybe 3 minutes.
It didn't even take 3 minutes.
He's not even double-checking nothing. And my shit was loose. And I said, oh, God, like, what if I just go right underneath this bitch? I'm like, Lewis. And Lewis had gloves. I have no gloves.
Because it was... freezing, actually.
Freezing cold. And then he did give me an extra jacket. He goes, just this is like a windbreaker because like we're going 25 miles an hour up in the sky. And I said, oh, okay.
Totally.
And I'm seeing Lewis. I'm like, why you got gloves and I don't? And Lewis is like, girl, thank God my hands is cold.
Yeah. Shout out to Chris. He took care of me.
He took care of you. And my guy just, I don't know, something about him, he wasn't given taken care of. And then he put my stuff real fast. And at one point, we were about to jump. I text Rachel. I'm like, hey, we're going down. Because Rachel's at the bottom to get videos and pictures.
I can't wait to see those.
I hope y'all know I was drinking a beer. And I'm sitting there with my legs kicked up on a chair. And I'm like, there's two types of personalities right now. And then I FaceTime y'all. And y'all are like in your little jacket, standing on the mountain. And without I'm like with my little beer. My dad was cracking up. I FaceTimed him. He said, that's not your thing, sweetie. I said, no.
Me and Lewis are over there going, if we're meant to be. What was it?
Was a chance. It was like,
okay, yeah, wait, let's pause here for a second. So we couldn't go down. So he set us all up. Lewis is about, I feel like Lewis is about to go jump. And then
Chris was about it.
Yeah, he was ready to take a chance on.
He said, let's go. And I was like, let's give him foggy.
It was literally, we couldn't see anything. We couldn't see the town. We couldn't see even like the gondola coming up. We couldn't see it anymore.
Because it started raining.
It was crazy. And so they paused us in the middle of like about to jump and says, actually, we got to wait for the fog.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. So Lewis and I go up and we're wearing this little outfit. And Lewis's outfit, like I said, was given like it fits your body. It was looking right. So 10 minutes goes by. I'm like, oh, okay. It's given. We might not jump. And I'm telling Rachel, I really hope we can jump. But I'm telling Lewis, divine time. if we're meant to jump off this bitch and survive,
we'll make it.
I kept telling the guys, like, we got all day.
They kept making jokes. They were like, it's parawading. Yeah. It's all paragliding. And I was like, right.
Right.
Totally.
And then I'm like, so as long as y'all are patient, like, we'll be here. And I said, do you have any people after us? And the guy goes, yeah, we do, but we might have to cancel them with this fog. And I said, well, don't cancel me.
Please.
Because I really do want to jump. And out of nowhere, the guy goes, oh, wait, I think there's like a break right now. We got to go.
I mean, they rushed.
And we are running. And then he's just, as he's putting my stuff on me, he's like, all right, Larissa, like, you're going to run, and you keep running until I tell you not to. And I'm like, okay. And I'm, like, watching Lewis. Like, Lewis is about to jump off. Like, we had no preparation whatsoever.
There was no time to think about, like, I'm about to jump off this cliff. They were, like, setting up the parachute, and they were like, all right, when I run, you run. Let me tell y'all something about this run. I am about 5'6". Well, that's generous, honestly. And this man is probably about 6'2".
Yep.
So his legs can touch the ground, obviously, while we're running and the parachute's going up. Mine could not. And I fear I was tripping my man because I could not get my feet to touch the ground. I was already up.
It was so funny watching Lewis. His legs are going everywhere. The guy's tripping over him. I said, oh, I'm like recording. I'm like, oh my God, what am I about to record? Like, Lewis is about to go down. And Rachel has like sent us a bunch of videos of people running and then their thing going burp down. So I'm like, oh God.
And that's what it was giving for me.
And I was scared. And the guy also didn't give me the gloves. So I'm thinking, like, I kept going, am I safe? Like, am I good? And he goes, yeah. We jumped within a matter of.
I mean, it was not even a minute. It was like seconds.
Yeah.
He literally said, okay, go. And we started running and I took on off. And it was, y'all, the best experience of my entire life.
It was
like, so beautiful, so gorgeous. My man, he understood the assignment. He was like, this is a photo shoot. He took his camera out every 5 seconds. He was like, look here, do this. I love it. Yeah. I love my videos that I got from it. Great experience.
I didn't get the same experience. My pictures is nothing but camel toe. My guy did not do me right. And he didn't know what he was doing, I don't think. Yeah. Because he was taking pictures of my feet.
I will say Chris, he took one photo and it was giving crotch and he stopped from the front. He was like, we're going to do side
views. My guy kept doing it. I mean, girl, what? Like, help a sister out. And I should have done it too. And I had my phone on me and I wanted to take my phone out at one point, but I was like,
my hands
were so cold that I felt like I had no feeling in my hands. Mm-hmm.
But I did do some flips and some swirls in the air.
Me and Lewis like are 2 minutes apart. So he jumps, I jump right after him. So I'm watching Lewis experience this, which is so cool too, because I'm like, I know he's having the time of his life. And then I'm also trying to picture, like, I wonder what they're talking about up there. Because you start talking.
Yeah,
like,
you're just
so
like, well,
you got a wife. Like, what's your, you know, how long have you been jumping? Yada, yada. So, and next thing you know, I'm thinking your shit is going off the road. Because I'm like, why is Lewis going up and down, like almost like a flip? I said, oh God. And then the guy goes, oh yeah, they're doing some tricks.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, Lewis really went for it.
I said, why not? And then he said, just don't scream, that's all. Next thing I know, I'm going this way and this way, and he's like, loop. And it was amazing, and the video auto is so cool. I feel like
I can't wait. You haven't posted it yet.
I did on my story, but I'm definitely posting it.
Yeah,
no,
we need to like have the people see it. It was truly cool. And Rachel said, the only thing I want from you is for you not to do any tricks. Because I said, like, you can either have a smooth ride or do no tricks. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, well, Lewis is doing tricks. Do you want to do some tricks? And I said, you know what? Hell yeah, I do. Go for it. And he goes, yeah, don't scream. What did I do?
She screamed.
And I just kept saying, sorry, babe, because I knew he was recording. So I wanted to show Rachel later. And you could see this whole thing happening, I guess, from where you were. Anyways,
did
we
you
had
go
a blast.
Down?
I did not go upside down. I think my guy,
he said,
he
wrap
was
it up.
Scared.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't giving adventures like Chris. Yeah. Mine was, like, very cautious.
He's the best one.
We went
one.
To Grindelwald. I don't know how to say that.
Grindelwald.
Go there.
Yeah, exactly what she said. Like, that was where we went, and it was 10 out of 10. Worth every amount of money we paid.
Yeah, truly.
And honestly, I'd do it again.
I'd do it right now.
What would you guys rate Switzerland?
Like food and everything?
Everything. Like, you got to put everything in consideration.
Oof.
I think I give mine an 8.
Yeah.
Because the views were insane. I feel like I didn't feel super connected to, like, the people or the culture. And then, like I said, I didn't really eat enough. The Thai food I did have was insane. But I think that when you've seen one place, it feels like you've seen a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we went around a lot and drove to, like, a million different spots, but it all kind of, like, ends up being like, okay, we already saw this. So that's why I give it an 8.
Lewis?
I give it an 8.5, mainly because of the paragliding part and then our hike when we saw that amazing view. Mm-hmm. Just, it gave, I'm 20 once, you know?
Yeah.
It was really emotional. It was like, I'm 20 once. I will never be doing this again, probably. Like, this is amazing, and I'm so grateful.
I think, too, like, calling our parents and showing them and then being like, oh, my God, like, that looks like a movie. Where are you?
Well, the cows and the goats, that changed my life. I did love that. So that might even make it go up to a 9. But I'm just not like the, I feel like I also realized I have a fear of heights. And I like sort of kind of knew that. But when they went up to that hike, I about shit my pants. I made it like a couple steps and my legs started getting shaky. And like, it felt like a cartoon, like when you're looking at something and your vision's like doing like that. Because whenever I would look down, I was like, oh, okay, this is fine. And I would like walk a couple steps and then I would like kind of look up and I was like, oh, hell no. Because it was like, I can't even describe it. It was like the drop offs on both sides.
What's
and then
insane?
The skyline is so far away and the mountains are so big and then the trail feels so small. Mm-hmm. So then as you're walking, it almost makes you feel dizzy or disoriented. My head felt like spinny and I'm like, watch my dumb ass fall off this mountain.
No, me walking up was humbling
because there was like a couple that got separated because the guy was like, I'm not doing it. And so him and I were in solidarity on the bench together and we're sitting there talking and he was like, I always tell myself, if this was going to be a headline to announce my death, how would I feel about it before I do it?
Okay.
And he said, if it said I fell off a mountain on a hike, I would feel humiliated.
Yeah.
And so I decided to stay here. And I said, honestly, period.
He kind of ate that.
I said, I agree.
We did an extra hike, like a different day, just Lewis and I, because you got scared. Which, honestly, the hike was beautiful. We didn't do the whole entire thing because it was like, it literally said 2 to 4 hour hike. And I'm like, Lewis,
please.
So we're doing an hour of it. And it was, again, still very beautiful.
Stunning.
I was worried at one point for Lewis's life.
Y'all, my asthma started kicking in. And I was like, I haven't had like an asthma attack, mind you, in like years. I don't even have an inhaler anymore. That's how like far I've been from having
an asthma
attack.
That's how far you've grown.
Yeah. And we were walking back up to go like meet Rachel and go back down. And I could not catch my breath for the life of me. It was giving, Lewis is about to pass out and fall off this cliff and it's a done deal.
If you look down and you kept looking up, like your vision goes a little dark.
Hello.
It's giving like, oh God, it's blurry. So I'm like, Lewis, look up.
And there were points I didn't even realize I was like looking down, which was starting to concern me because Lewis was like, Lewis, keep your head up. And I was like, I didn't realize my head was down.
And your face was like, I am. Like, what?
I was like, what? I'm looking down. And then that's when I was like, oh, I'm starting to get concerned for myself. Like, I don't realize what I'm doing.
And I started like doing breath work. I'm like, Lewis,
catch your breath. She started playing T.D. Jakes. Oh my gosh.
I'm like over here playing like, you can't give up. This is your chance. This is your moment.
And honestly, it was like, yeah, it is. To hopefully not die.
And I'm like, okay. And then at one point I said, go in front of me. And I said, get closer to this side. I'm like, now I'm worried. I'm like, if I kill you, I will never forgive myself. I'm gonna have to jump and then poor girl's gonna watch both of her people just on the bottom.
I knew the minute before, like literally we got off the gondola and then you guys wanted to take a picture over there. I knew the minute I wasn't going because I was like, oh, it's a little chilly. And I went to go put my sweater on. I said, well, I gotta sit down. And I squatted down to put my shirt on because I thought whenever I had it over my head, I was just gonna like fall off. It's like, mm-mm, not for me. And like, how funny that I literally grew up walking on, you know, little beams and doing backflips and stuff. But it's something about that. I'm just like, no, actually, maybe I don't have any balance.
What was going through your head that you're just going to fall off? Like, what was like your fear? Was it because we were high up and it is narrow, but not, it's narrow when you first glance at it. But as you're walking on
it, it's wider.
It's pretty wide. Like it was okay. I've never felt scared once.
Mm-mm. It's not the narrowness of the path. It's the fact that if I fell to the left or right, it is a cliff.
The
drop
only
off.
Thing that was catching me was the electric fence, which
no,
who wants to get
literally.
Caught by
that? And so then I'm picturing myself like trying to dig my hands into the side of the earth and just like down the mountain. And I said, no, I'm good.
The left side of the hike was nothing but you about to die. There's nothing. On the right side, it was the village. And I told Lewis, I'm like, if we do fall, let's try to fall on the right side.
Because at least someone in their house was going to see you.
Yeah.
You were going to still live. Like,
I thought I would
catch
live.
You.
Yeah. I think like I would have lived.
But you guys also like a gust of wind could knock you off. Like, if you're all, you're on the top of a fucking mountain.
Oh, so I'm skinny.
I'm saying, if you're standing up there and then all of a sudden you get hit with a wave and trip on a rock and just bloop.
Yeah.
Dead.
It was worth it. 10 out of 10. Lewis called his dad and I said, yeah, I got him out here doing white people shit. I do, sir. He was like,
you do indeed. He was like, very much that.
No, and it was giving, like, emotional. At the end, I'm like, Lewis, I'm so proud of you. And Lewis goes, I'm so proud of you.
It was giving emotional because, I mean, that view was a once-in-a-lifetime view.
No, and we get to Rachel, and we are, like, going down the gondola. And Rachel's like, how was it? And Lewis goes, I don't want to talk right now.
Girl, I had to catch my breath. I had to do some breath work on the way down.
And Rachel is, like, quiet. And you just see her little feet rocking back and forth in the gondola. And she goes, okay. And I'm like, it was great, babe.
I think it was the first time I've ever, like, sassed Rachel at all. I was like,
She goes, no. Yeah, I don't want to talk right now. It wasn't sass at all. It was just you being like, give me a minute. I've been through something.
I have so many, like, sisters and siblings that when someone is, like, having a moment, I just, like, don't even register. When you're like, don't talk to me right now. Like, I have to, whatever. I'm like, period. Do your thing. I was chilling.
You rated an 8.5. I would rate Switzerland overall. I rated a 9. I think it's very different than the places we normally see in Europe. You know, obviously, we go to France a lot. And so it was a 9. Everything about it was a 9. It would have been a 10 if the food was fantastic.
Honestly, I'm changing my answer to a 9 because of that hike. And just the core memory of that we have from it.
We had such a good memory. And, like, I told Lewis, like, we leveled up in many ways in our friendship.
We did.
You know?
We jumped off cliffs. We done scary hikes. We peed together.
I mean, which is crazy. Crazy. Like, Lewis and I might as well be, like, you know, in love. I don't know. It's
sorry,
Rach. Sorry, babe. We've been leveling up. You need to catch up with your mans. And now we are in France.
France, darling. France.
Bonjour, au revoir.
Bonjour.
So we are in Nice. We are here for an elopement that Rachel did. And then we have a wedding in Saint-Tropez. And Louis, is your first time experiencing France, which this is very mild France. I feel like you have to go to Paris to really, like, experience everything. And because this is towards the end of a trip, this has also been very more chill. Like, we have no itinerary. I'm like, we'll just be here at the beach. Because if you ain't at the beach, then where the fuck you at?
Also, speaking of itineraries, Larissa makes the best itineraries, and I'm encouraging her to start selling them. So I'm putting this here so the internet can also encourage her, because they're 10 out of 10.
You
great experience.
Think?
I totally think.
Honestly.
There's so much time and planning and the intentionality you put into it. You might as well just be like, y'all enjoy it too.
Because it's here, exactly. Yeah. It's already here. Maybe, Lewis, maybe we'll start.
I'm gonna sprinkle that on
you. Yeah, that's a good little sprinkle. So far, obviously, we've been here. What do you think of France so far?
She's a vibe. I like how chill she is. I think it's the perfect way to end this trip as well, because we did so many things every day, and this has just been beach, walk around. Y'all, I got flip-flops, and if you know me, I be hating on people with flip-flops. I'm a flip-flop girl now.
Yeah. He got some Havaianas.
Yeah.
So Brazilian man.
I like it. I love it. My only thing, I'm a little over the cigarette smoke. Oof. I'm like, calm down, black lungs. Like, my God.
No, and we got black lungs too now.
I mean, for real.
That man at the beach yesterday, I told Lewis, I said, be aware, this man in front of us, he is smoking. And I want to say something, but they're going to be looking at me like, bitch, you're in France.
Yeah, truly.
Grow up, you know? And I'm just like, no, where's, like, my rights?
I just.
For real, I'm like, where's my rights? No, don't smoke near me.
But I will say, the water is so blue, as Beyonce once said. It's gorgeous. I love it. I love the experience. I also respect how people in France will not inconvenience themselves whatsoever. They will tell you to hold on or shut up. And I'm like, period. And I will. And I will.
I feel like the first time I came to France, that was my favorite thing, was because everyone tells you all the time how rude they are. Mm-hmm. That's like such a, like, a rumor almost of the people here. Whenever you're in the US, they're like, oh, God, the people there are so rude. Like, they're so entitled. They're so whatever, this and that. And you come here and I'm like, no, they just, like, respect themselves.
Yeah, and I honestly get it. Because if that was, I wish we could do that in America. It'd be like, hold on.
I had a man one time. I literally said, hey, can I get the bill? And he goes, no, I'm going to go smoke my cigarette. I'll come back for you in a little bit. And then I said, period. And he goes, you want to go smoke? I said, no, I'm okay, but you do you. And he literally took his 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I don't care. And then he comes back. He goes, why are you in a hurry? You're on vacation.
That part.
So I'm like, you know, they really, I do appreciate the French in many ways, because I don't think they give a fuck about what you want. and their work is not like their life. They're like, no, this is just a job for me.
It really is.
And some people in America need to stop acting like you don't work for a corporate job. If someone's stealing a TV at Walmart, bitch, let them.
Because what am I going to do?
Chase $10 them? An hour ain't please. Gonna do shit for you.
Please. I respect them a lot. I love it here.
So what would you rate?
And the buildings.
Oh, beautiful. The architecture is beautiful.
It is 20 out of 20 over here. America, why is everything gray and ugly? Like, it's a problem. It's depressing me. I need to look at beautiful buildings all day long.
I feel like the buildings here and all the colors, it like just brings you joy just like walking around.
It does. I'm going to stroll all day.
There's an aura.
It is.
Of some kind. And Paris, I can't put my finger on. I feel like you would love Paris just because you do have like a soft spot for New York, or you did. I don't know how you feel post-London.
I still do. Yeah.
But Paris is magical. It's just a lot more fast paced. Like, this is definitely more beach town, relax, like all those things. But whenever you needed like more of a pace, if you went to Paris, I feel like you would be obsessed.
Because I do feel like now I would probably solo travel to London and here.
Honestly. Oh, 100%.
Like, I'm like, I could so see myself.
Well, think about it. You can take a direct flight, Nashville to London, and then take a train for 1 hour to Paris. Yeah. 2 hours. I'm like, that is, you could do that in a day.
I would love
go
to.
Go there and back in just one day.
That's the beauty of Europe, too. You can literally be in a flight for an hour and be in a whole different country.
Which is insane.
Isn't that
and
nuts?
Almost unheard of, I feel like.
And the flights
else.
Are not expensive. Like, you fly to freaking California, you're paying an arm and a leg. Here, you can fly anywhere else. It's like $100, $50.
It's not bad. Not I bad love at all. It. 10 out of 10, honestly.
What do you feel like has changed in you from this trip?
Oh my gosh, everything. I was actually just texting Byerly about this. I feel like I met the version of me that I always wanted to meet, and I always knew it was within me, but I was writing in my journal months leading up to this trip about how I'm ready for my life to change, but I need something to like push me to like step into that new version of myself. I feel like this trip has just done that for me. I definitely learned like a new sense of confidence, and I've just, I don't know, I've stepped into my power more. I feel whole. I also did this trip, as these girlies know, for my mom and I, so we could both enjoy it, even though she is up in heaven. I was like, I'm doing this trip for the both of us, because we always talked about coming to Europe. And so I just feel like there was a deep connection and a lot of spiritual things that happened that made me just go, yeah, like, this is it. This is where I'm supposed to be.
It's also such a like leap of faith that I feel like it grows you in a way as a human, just because you did it.
Yeah.
Just because you went on a long flight, and us coming from small towns in the South, like, that's something a lot of people that we know won't ever do or don't desire to do. And I feel like taking the leap of faith and going and seeing all the different cultures, like, expand something where, I don't know, you just feel like you're opened up more. Like, something about you is more accessible. And then you have all these realizations of, like, how big life is, how small you are.
Agreed.
In, like, a beautiful way.
It just makes me so weepy. It's such a...
It's just not good for you to be around the same thing your whole life.
No, I agree. So, if you're watching this, go travel. Go have a time.
I'm excited for you. I'm excited for... Because there is something that... You won't process it now, but on your flight home, you'll start to look at pictures from, like, where you've been.
I'm going to feel sorry for that man sitting next to me, or woman, because I will be crying.
I remember just feeling so grateful, because little you could never imagine. You know what I mean? Like, what you went and saw the world, like, that just is something that not everyone has the privilege to do, for many reasons. And the fact that you get to do it, and you're like the first in your family that has done it.
I am.
You know what
I
mean?
Oh my God, I want to cry. I am. I'm the first one.
Yeah. And if you can pave the way for those people that are in your life and people watching you, that's like, oh, I look like you. I want to do that too.
And I'm like, come on, babe.
And you can. People very much make traveling like it's a hard thing, and you can figure it out. And like, money, when I talk about money, like, you can do this on a budget, 100%. There's hostels, and we saw the hostel in Switzerland. I showed you, and I was like, what the hell, that's a nice,
they kind of vibe, man.
Yeah, like, you can do it. There's so many things that we say, like, oh, I'll do that when I can, I'll do that when I have money. Bitch, you're never gonna have enough.
No.
That's the thing about money. It's never enough. You always want more. Go see who you are outside of your comfort zone.
You will meet a new version of yourself that you will fall in love with. Like, I feel like now going back home, the things that I would tolerate and accept in my life are gonna be totally different. My boundaries are gonna be totally different. Like, how I treat and talk to myself, totally different.
Why do you think traveling caused that effect of you wanting to be a different version of yourself? What made you feel that?
I think it's just getting outside of what I've always seen and what I've always been used to. A big thing for me is, I feel like America's like low-key lied to me about a lot of things. And I feel like stepping outside of that and already knowing that deep within, just mm-hmm. as a black man, just stepping outside of that and being like, oh, there's a world out here that like actually sees me as like the prize. And like, I am more than just a black man in the South. And I feel like that just woke something up in me. And I was like, oh.
100%. And like, obviously, for people that watch us that are not from America, we're not ignorant to say that, like, I know there's shit that goes on
right.
in Europe that is totally. Fucked up too. That like mm-hmm. I know, even right now, I know France is falling apart. But there is beauty, even for me, when I'm outside of America, you almost also become grateful for America. Because there's things that in America that you're like, oh, I enjoyed this about America. Mm-hmm. Stepping out and you get to see even where you're from in a different lens.
I think that the biggest thing is that, like what you were saying, it's like America kind of prizes itself on being like the best of the best, mm-hmm. and not to say that it's not good, but it is. When you come here, they almost pitch you this idea of like, oh, well, everyone, it's dangerous, and everyone right. there is, it's racist, and it's this, and it's that, and it's like, well, babes, that's everywhere.
Yeah.
So like, you don't go see something or you don't go do something because you have this preconceived idea of it. But then once you go there, you're like, oh, wait, this made me see the world and appreciate where I came from.
Exactly.
Because you do go back to the U.S. and be like, oh, there's parts of the U.S. I love. Like,
yeah.
There's parts of, you know, what you knew and what you grew up with that you can start to like differentiate of like what parts you appreciate, what parts you don't want to take with
Agreed.
You, which again makes you expand more as a person because yeah. you can see the options out there of just the way that people are.
And options of different men. What?
Yeah, let's talk about that. The men, like, different.
Okay, listen. The men are way more attractive over here.
It's I'm their just, fashion, I feel like.
I think that's what it is. The whole aura of them is just like 10 out of 10. Like the fashion, the crop tees, the fitted jeans. I think the men here are just, they know how to dress and they know how to carry themselves, which is just really nice. But I will say, y'all might look nice, but y'all still don't know how to smell nice.
B.O. on 100.
I mean, damn. It's deodorant. Like musty. Washcloth, bar soap, do something. I should not walk past you and literally have the reaction of like, oh my God, what was that?
Oh my God.
Because the amount of times I was like, whoa, bruh, that's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah.
But y'all look cute though.
It's hard to get used to
yeah.
that. And honestly, it's just a no for me, big dog. Like, yeah. you got to shower.
But it's not every single person, but the ones that do smell are, it is pungent.
It's crazy.
Disgusting. How about you shower? All right, I have another question. Where do you want to go to next?
I want to go to Copenhagen, and I want to go to I can never say it.
Amsterdam.
And then there was somewhere else. I want to go to Paris. I do want to go to Paris.
Italy.
I do want to go to Italy. Yeah.
I feel like I prescribe you to go into Paris and then go Copenhagen, Amsterdam, because they're yeah. like all kind of.
I feel like
that
trip would just like also wake up a different side of my fashion too.
Oh, that did that for me.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, when I went to Copenhagen and I saw the people, I said, "Oh, I got nothing on them, honey."
Yeah,
and it's not like I'm dressed up to impress. It's mm-hmm. truly the most casual, but yet put together looks ever. And the women, we already talked about this, so I'm not going to repeat myself, but. The women like are masculine and feminine together, which is like my favorite way to dress. Mm-hmm. So it's chef's kiss.
But hopefully my girls will be with me because
oh, honey,
I love traveling with my girls.
Any excuses for me to go somewhere, I'm on my way.
Hello.
So speaking of traveling with your girls, what is something that you have learned about Rachel and I that are new? Because obviously we hang out all the time, but being with your people for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
You really be learning a thing or two.
Hmm.
And I'm scared for this answer. So be kind. Because or else I ain't taking you nowhere no more. How about that?
It's the kind of the obvious that like everyone knows that you two are a power couple. I think they can see it on social media, but I know it behind closed doors mm-hmm. on a different level. I feel like I didn't really learn anything I didn't know about you two. I just saw more of it because I am someone who, I mean, we all know this, have not been in a relationship for real. And I've always thought of it as like, I'm going to be a pretty princess that's being taken care of 24/7. And I want to be soft the whole time. And I think watching you two allow each other to go from, you're going to be soft, I'm going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to be soft. I was like, oh, this is a very beautiful ebb and flow. You know, we take care of each other. We do things and we help each other out. And I think that was very beautiful. And when you felt like you weren't being taken care of, y'all said, excuse me, help yeah. me out. And I just loved watching y'all's dynamic because, I mean, as your wedding photographer as well, it was beautiful to see So, yeah. They're a power couple for real, y'all.
No, we do be beefing, but we do communicate what we want and what we need. And, of course, now you can see, too, because that's another thing we all talked about. People all think our life is all glamour, and it's, like, super, like, oh, wow, like, they're everywhere, and they're traveling, and it's beautiful. And it is. We're very grateful. But it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It's, like, getting from airport to the Ubers and hotels, and then you're getting to drive, and that's a lot.
I realized traveling is a lot in a relationship. Like, watching you two, I was like, I am just sitting here like a pretty princess. Tell me where to go. And those two are just like, bow, 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 bow. And I'm like, okay, right, totally.
Yeah. Well, international travel in general is, like, a test on your sanity, even by yourself. You're doing, like, things that are so out of your comfort zone. You're finding your way around. Things are going wrong all the time.
Yes.
And so it's like, if you're not super on your A game, things get forgotten and left behind. Or you, for me personally, it's like you just get kind of holed up into yourself because it's like, oh, I'm overstimulated. Let me go into my like little shell. And then you forget you're having to provide something for your partner or whatever. That is a huge test on a relationship in general. So it's like for us to do that every single weekend. We disagree, we beef, and then we're like, hey, let's get it back together. We got.
And that's what I mean by like back. Watching out ebb and flow. I'm someone who when I'm irritated or annoyed, I'm irritated and annoyed. And watching them be like, I'm irritated and annoyed, but I love you and we're on a trip. So like, whatever, moving on. I think a lot of couples could learn from that. No tea, no shade.
I mean, you literally have to. Yeah. Otherwise, if we got too caught up in that, it would be.
I mean, the trip would have been spoiled. Yeah,
not fun.
And we would have. I would have gotten a different room. Because at this point, you also have to understand that we travel different too.
Yeah.
And I can't make her always want to do what I want to do, and vice versa. We have each stepped into who we are when we travel. Like, you know, you allow me to take lead in certain things, and then if I'm crashing out, I'm like, I need a break. And on top of all of that, too, traveling for me. I also have to work, so.
Y'all, Larissa working on this trip, I was like, points. I just had to give her more points because honestly, badass.
At one point, I had to do a call and Lewis is in the corner and I just see him and I can't look at him too much because then I'll start laughing. And I just see him going, yep,
Eat him up.
But yeah, so there's that too.
Both of our jobs are very stressful. Like wedding photography is very stressful. So it's like, we really got to be on our P's and Q's.
And the way these two work, it also showed me the difference of work and pleasure. You know, they have their time, they explore, they have a good time. It's a vibe. They get to the hotel room, we're working. We're getting things done. We're answering emails, doing calls. I'm like, oh, there is a balance to this. Like, you have to learn. Otherwise, from experience on this trip, you're not getting anything done if you don't. I was sitting there, I was like, okay, my email's getting a little crazy. Okay, my to-do list is getting longer and longer. And I was like, I'm going to hop on this boat, too.
That's great. That's great that we didn't scare you off with our beef. You know. Oof. All right. This has been long, so we're going to wrap it up with one last question.
I'm ready.
What's your favorite thing that has happened? I know we asked you this in the beginning. I know London, I'm assuming, is still your favorite.
Okay. Wait, I have a question for y'all after this as well.
Okay.
But I think my favorite thing still right now is the cliff jump. When I think about past versions of myself, I would have never done that. That's something I would have just been like, I have too much fear. I'm not doing it. I'm going to sit cute at the bottom of the mountain and watch you do your thing. And I did it, and I was shocked by my behavior the entire time because I wasn't nervous once. I was out there singing, dancing, ready to jump, so excited. I think that was just a moment for me where I was like, oh, I've changed. I've truly changed who I am in and out, and I'm so in love with that, and I'm so in love with who I'm becoming. And it was a moment of just like, I am free. As you both know, I've been through so much in my life, so that moment was just like I'm living my life finally.
What's the question?
So what's one thing you learned about me while being with me for 2 weeks?
One of the things that stuck out to me the most is that your worst enemy is yourself. And when you put limitations to yourself, I can see it. And this entire trip, you didn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You literally just said, oh, I'm going to do it and I'm going to go for it. And like even the hikes and things like that, which is, I know, small and it's just silly. Like, oh, what do you mean people hike all the time? But it's like you put yourself out there and you just went for it. You need to do that in everything in your life. What's the point of fear? Fear will be here no matter what.
Well, the only thing about fear is it lets you know that's what you should be doing.
Exactly. And so watching you say, oh, I'm going to do it. And who cares if I'm scared or fuck money right now?
The way I said, fuck the coin. First of all, I'll deal with that when I get back to Nashville. I don't care.
Regions, you will be getting a call, huh?
I will be changing banks immediately.
They played with your face.
They played way too much on my time.
Your turn, babe.
I feel like kind of piggybacking off that, I noticed like a fearlessness in you.
Mm-hmm.
Like this whole trip for you was very much, I'm going to do it. And like certain things that I know that because you and I are very alike on the things we like to do and that mm-hmm. we don't like to do. And so there was moments where you're like, no, I'm going to go do that. And I said, well, you have fun, baby. I'm going to be over here. And I know you're going to want to come back over here.
Yeah.
But you go do your thing. The hike, the jump. Mm-hmm. There was multiple times that I was like, I know his other part of him is sitting here with me.
Yeah, it is. There was. But part of me was like, you got to go right now, girl. Yeah.
That was funny because there was a moment on the hike where I started to get scared. And I was like, is this like something I need to conquer? Or is mm-hmm. this like just like a feeling? I said, girl, this is just a feeling. I'm going to go sit down.
It's been beautiful to watch you. It's been so much fun. I feel like this was such a good trip. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. We got closer in many ways. Mm-hmm. We've learned a lot about each other. I love you, darling.
I love you.
I appreciated you sharing and being on a podcast with
yes,
us.
Yes, anytime.
See you on the flip side.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Bye,
guys. Mwah.